I am really closing, but I want to read to you. The Lord, in the midst of studying this first verse, the Lord gave me a word. It is for us individually, but it is for the church at large, not just our church. We have many in other countries and in America who listen to the messages online. And for those of you who are listening, when you listen to this, this word is for you as well, and it is to give you insight into what God is saying to the church today. The Lord says you are chasing after the wind. You are focused upon things that will soon be taken away. You follow every trend that sweeps through the church world. You are so naive as to call these trends moves of God. Your energies are given over to the building of great centers of entertainment, yet very soon all of that will be stripped away. Very soon all of that will be stripped away in the time of Jacob's trouble. I have called you to brokenness, yet you have preached self-esteem. I have called you to self-denial, yet you satisfy your souls with every comfort known to man. I have called you to servanthood, yet you have exalted yourselves as lords. I have called you to a hidden life, yet my leaders have chased after stardom. I have called you to witness boldly, yet you have watered down my gospel to make it non-offensive. I have called you to a cross, but you have chosen self-protection. I have called you to a narrow way, but you have chosen the broad road. I have given you the power of my Spirit to transform lives, yet you have used that power for stage tricks and accepted a counterfeit. Yes, to transform lives, yet you yourselves have continued in the bondages of this world. You have chosen abominable sins, accepted new moralities, which in reality originated in Baal and Molech long ago. And you embrace all these things in the name of grace. Some of you listening now to this message are in countries under the bondage of great poverty. And I would relieve you of much suffering. Yet instead of preaching my call to come and follow me, your preachers have preached wealth, making material gain your God, and building a great following for their own kingdoms. I've called you to Mount Moriah, but you prefer the plains of Shinar and the watercourses of Babylon. I've called you to a heavenly vision, but your eyes prefer the image of the beast system. Soon you will discover that the image is held in your hands. You cannot see the heavenly vision because you so love your natural sight. You cannot hear the heavenly voice that speaks to you, calls to you, because you are addicted to the voices of your culture. You have heard me say, I am shaking all things, yet you have resisted my shaking. Better to give yourself to my shaking, which begins in my house, than to be shaken with the rest of the world. Have I not loved you? Have I failed to take care of you? Have I failed to make a way? Come, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, I will make them as white as snow. Hearken to my voice and listen when I say, if any man would be my disciple, he must first count the cost. Take up his cross daily and come and follow me. Let's stand.